time with Dad. This is my favorite story time. Under the bed in my secret fort, and I'm gonna read.
Skip Boots. You ready, everyone?
I'm Skip Boots, and this is my selfie. And these are my boots. Present from my mom, and I dance all day while my mom cleans the house. I dance all day while my dad goes to work. I love to dance. We live in Tennessee, just past Elvis's house. He was the king of rock and roll, but I am the king of country dancing. I live in the attic of the Grand Ole Opry House, where I can hear all the country singers practice for their concerts. I dance the two-step, the three-step, or whatever step comes out of my feet. I am a country dancing prairie dog. My dad named me Skip because I'm always skipping around. I'm gonna try the hoedown. And I dance with my purple blanket, and he watched me. He's my trusty friend. He never criticizes me if I mess up. He's always there when I need him. I love purple my blanket. I've had purple ever since I can remember, and I'm gonna make a welcome home square dance for my mom. She went out shopping to get some grasshoppers to make bug pot pie. Yummy, yum, yum for my tummy, tum, tum. Bug pot pie is my favorite. My dad, well, there is he. Oh, he's fixing the window because there's a big crack in it. Oh, and so let's see. Let me practice my dance. Let's see. Right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right, left, left. This is a piece of cake. I should be on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, my dad dated Bouncy D. Perry for a while. My mom was Miss Hot Dog of Clayville County before she married my dad. He sings in a country duet called Dogs and Boots. They should let me dance. So I put my record player on and played Country Pups. They're a cool howling group of dogs. So I started to do my little dancing. And then I heard some noise outside, like from a truck. And there it said, Exterminator on the truck. I didn't know that meant, but I think he was trying to get rid of the pesky rodents inside. So my Papa Red Boots was awfully mad that this guy came into the house and started making an awful mess. And so I came down to see what was going on. And that's when Papa, I saw him get hit, struck on the head with a stick. And he snarled back at the man, but the man just kept hitting him with that long wooden stick with a net over it. Oh my gosh, my dad has a net over his head. And the man had snagged my father. And my mom stopped cooking and came out to see what was going on. And she came in the room, and the man put a round net around her neck too. Cried out. A furry mouse scampered past me in a great hurry. The mouse overheard me and turned to me and said, "To the jungle," he said as his teeth chattered. "Run away as fast as you can, boy." And just like that, the mouse was off. I didn't know where this place was called the jungle, but I decided to look at the phone book. I couldn't find anything called the jungle, but maybe the mouse meant jingles. I found a lot of things with the word jingle. Jingle, jingle bells, jingle juice, jingle sweaters, jingle the piano teacher, but not one the jungle. I looked at purple, my blanket, and I couldn't tell if he didn't like the way my father left in a hurry with that truck that said the exterminator with that man with a stick in the net. But Mom is going to be upset about her bug pot pot. I went to go check on it, but it was burnt already. So what do you think, Purple? I took a bite as I had to think. Purple's blanket edges touched the yellow pages and pointed to the words dog pound. I looked at the word dog pound. What the heck is a dog pound? I wondered if it was like the Grand Ole Opry House. Maybe Dad was looking for a new home. Yeah, that has to be it. What do you say, Purple? Shall we go to this dog pound and see? I'll put on my favorite country boots, the one with the stars on them. I want to look my best for the landlord of the dog pound. My father says to look your best and don't worry about the rest. So Purple turned into a cowboy hat so he wouldn't get lost as I head outside. I looked at the address, 425 Appleton Boulevard. Must be somewhere around Orange Street. I climbed up the telephone pole and I made it with the top and jumped onto the telephone wire. Whee! I said as I took a shortcut. I easily jumped from wire to wire through Blueberry Street. I saw my buddy a squirrel, Squirrely Duds. Hey, Squirrely Duds, how are you?
Lost a nut today, but I'm gonna go over to Betty Lou's. She's making pecan pie. She's such a sweet lady who knows how to share the fixing. She always puts a treat on the outside of the window ledge for me, Squirrely Duds said cheerfully.
Do you know the way to Appleton, I guess?
Boots, why would you want to go to Appleton?
Haven't you heard? That street is forbidden to animals. What's
What's wrong with you? Squirrely Dud said sharply with a quiver in his voice.
I'm looking for my mom and dad.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
The exterminator has them.
Oh, Squirrely exclaimed with a sad face. He rubbed his two little paws nervously together.
All I know is Dad took off in this truck that said exterminator. Yeah, you're right.
You don't have much time before. The exterminator gives them a shot. Squirrely Dud said as his mouth dried up and gulped.
What do you mean before they give him a shot? I asked, not knowing why they needed a shot. My dad doesn't have a cold.
Follow me, Boots. I know a shortcut, Squirrely Dud said with an intensity that said urgency.
So I followed him down the fence to some kind of lush, manicured green grounds. And I peeped through a bush and a lightning fastball came straight at me. Whizz!
Duck, Squirrely Boots said.
Where's a duck? I said, excited to see a cute little duck.
Not that kind of duck. Duck, duck, as in,
he squished my head down. Squirrely Dud said while pushing my head down, the ball zoomed like a missile aiming for my head, but Purple turned into a tennis racket to keep the ball from whacking me in the head.
That must be some kind of good luck blanket.
Last time a ball came at Louie the Bluebird, he had to have his head bandaged by Doc Smith, Squirrely Dud said.
Purple's my little buddy, I said, as I gave my blanket a thankful tight squeeze.
Okay, this is the plan. See those shiny metal things sticking out of that bag? They're called golf putters, and they're clubs that the humans use to hit this tiny white ball in a game called golf. Anyway, the stick putters have those furry animal covers on them to keep them warm. We will disguise ourselves as fur covers. And so we jumped up on the little tiny cart, and they would drive us to the other side of the golf range as fast as possible.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Come on, Purple. We've got to get to their site. Hurry.
Squirrely was one smart squirrel.
I knew where the golf course was. People had balls and sticks so they could go in this tiny little hole. I'll write down some manicure free crap.
So two main golfers were in the cart. One picked up my blanket and went to his face with it. He put Purple in his back pocket, and the cart started to zoom to the other side of the long golf course.
See, I told you, we'll be in the pound in no time, Squirrely said, whispering, as a ball went sailing overhead. It landed in a lake. Splash, splash, splash.
The golfers were talking about some hole in one thing. I crept and tugged on my blanket from his pants pocket, and the golfer moved, and my blanket fell out of my hands. I tried to tug harder.
Okay, we've got to get to par six up there. Jump, Squirrely says. I tugged and tugged on my blanket, and finally I yanked it out of the golfer's pocket. He turned around.
What in the world is that?
He hit the brake, and
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. My blanket Purple turned into a parachute for me, and I landed in a sandy area.
Gee, Boots, you gotta better go and hurry up, Squirrel said while hiding it on the cutter.
I hear once those animals goes into that dog pound, they never come out, Squirrely Dud said, swelling hard. Good luck, kid. And just like that, Squirrely zoomed away in the golf cart.
The sprinkler system turned on, and it started to rain on me, and my blanket Purple turned into an umbrella, and I ran off. Hey, Purple, what do you think Dud's meant when he said they got months ago when they never come out? I said.
Purple had a hurried look on his face and made the umbrella close as if he was scared.
I knew I should hurry up and find Dad and Mom. I jumped through several bushes and snuck back around an old lumber house, and I climbed through an old patched up hole in the wall. I was in the dog pound. Dogs were everywhere and howling. They were making so much noise and barking, and they didn't seem to be happy.
I had a cold shiver go up my spine, and I even had cold chill coming from my boots.
I ran along the cages and looked for Dad. I saw an old hound dog. He was singing the blues. Ow, oh, oh. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Excuse me, Mr. Hound, but have you seen my father, Red Boots? I asked very politely.
That old hound dog sang his old son's song and started giving me the blues, too.
I finally finished his song, so I stared at my blanket.
Son, aren't you a little old to be carrying a blanket around?
I didn't know how to answer.
A toy poodle named Rhonda came and looked at my blanket, too, and she snickered and she teased.
Look, girls, and look, guys, this boy has a baby blanket.
And a couple of the dogs stared through their cages and started to make fun of Purple, my blanket.
They started laughing and giggling at me.
Singing, baby, baby, the baby has a baby blanket to me. Look at the big bag baby. He's a baby, baby, baby. A cocker spaniel named Kate poked her nose through the cage and said, look, it's even all scraggly. Ruff, ruff. And all the dogs were laughing, howling, ruff, ruff, ruff. Ooh. And all of a sudden, the dogs started to dance in their cages. I could hear the rat-a-tat-tat and the clickety-click-click of their claws. The bulldog Billy gave me the beat with his howl and sang a song. It was popular, every country song, so everyone joined in. Kate sang ever so pretty. She was the angel the way her howling flew. Wanda the toy poodle gave a high pitch. Hee-hee-ha-hoo-hee-hee-hee. Ow, 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 woof, 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 and a woof, 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 and a woof, 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 woof. And she did her solo again, and a whole group of toy dogs joined in. There was Candy the Pomeranian, Wiggles the Puggle, and Cinnamon the Dachshund. They sang their happy little pink tongues out. It sounded so cool, this blue song. Soon, the baritones, the deeper sounding much, joined. Billy the Bulldog sounded more like a tuba bursting. Dirt the Boxer was really good. He added a Cajun jambalaya flair to the sound for some fun. The whole pound was singing the cool country bop. All of a sudden, the cages sprang open when Jimin the German Shepherd and his buddy Knuckles the Rottweiler ripped the locks open with a wrench. They used their steel-like jaws to open the doors. Hurry, you cats, scram, Jimin ordered. The less you like being smothered in toxic sleeping fumes, Knuckles warned and growled. Woof, 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 he urged all the dogs off. All the dogs jumped out of their cages. Jimin had the back door open. Everyone was running out, everyone that except Red Boots and Patsy Boots. Where are my parents? Excuse me, Mr. Knuckles, have you seen my father? Knuckles looked down at me. He stared at me and sniffed me good. And what's stopping me from eating you for lunch? Knuckles said grumpily. Oh, why would you want to eat me? I inquired. Because that's what dogs do. They ruffle up the rodents. Grrr, Knuckles growled at me. But I'm not a rodent. I'm a dog. I said to him. You're not a dog. What kind of sound is that? Knuckles informed me wisely. You're not no dog. You're not a prairie dog. You're not even a dog. Jimin came over to Knuckles. Come on, let's skedaddle. He looked at me. Hey, you look like that fellow Red. Hey, you see my father Red? I cried out happily. He's your father? Well, why didn't you say so, my friend? Knuckles suddenly seemed to like me. I wasn't going to ask him why he went from wanting to eat me alive to shaking my hand and almost pulling it out of the socket. Your father is the one who gave us the wrench to escape, Jimin said. Yeah, he sure is a good dude. His wife isn't bad either with her little furry chipmunk cheeks, Knuckles said. I was going to eat him too, come to think of it. And that's when your father traded a wrench for his life. We spared him, and I'm sparing the rest of the animals, Jimin said. Thank you for not eating my father, Mr. Munkle, Knuckles and Mr. Jimin. But can you tell me where he is? I asked. Oh, let me see. A couple dressed up awfully square came in. They looked like city folks, Jimin said. Yeah, they were scientists or something like that. Safaris. Yeah, that's the word, safaris. No cowboy boots on their feet. Can you imagine? Knuckles said. Safaris? What's that? I said. You know, they go on trips looking for exotic animals like lions, elephants, crocodiles, giraffes, and they put them in a preservative. And then they name the place so people will come and look and give them money. Knuckles said smartly. What's a crocodile? It's something you eat, I guess. As a matter of fact, I am something a crocodile would like to eat. You're something a lion would eat just for a snack, Knuckles said, chuckling. An alarm went off and two men ran up. What in the world? One man with his keys on his belt said as he looked at all the open cages. Looks like we better head out. I did hear that couple's name was Dr. Henry and Cleo Thoreau. I hope that helps you, Jarman jumped. At the man as he approached. The man grabbed his pepper spray to use in Jimin. I took purple and tossed him like a football, and purple flew right to that man's head and covered his eyes. The man looked like a ghost. Purple ghost. Knuckles jumped on the man's back, knocked him over. The man got up and ran right into a wall and fell down. Boink, 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 boink. Come on, everyone, out, Jimin said, while leading the remaining pups and dogs out of their cages. Woof, 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 woof. All the dogs ran out of the dog pound.